I got a really unhinged theory that I went down a rabbit hole. I won't tell you guys till we come back. Dan, have you played Ready or Not?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's fun. If you have people to play with, I guess. Oh. You can play single player. I've never played it really single. I've tried it a couple times single player, but I think it gets a little bit more difficult to, you know, command your little squad of things. It has a lot of cool controls, like granular controls, like what you can make your squad do. But it's kind of hard.
Oblivion Remastered. Did you play that?
A little bit. I played a little bit of it.
Is it actually good? Like, well done remastered, like Skyrim or better, or is it?
Yeah. No, I mean it's Oblivion Remastered. Like it is. The graphics are up, and you know, looks they dialed everything up, and it. Some they crank, you know. Yeah, so a lot of people liked it. Like, and I did it. I played a little bit of it. Like, I was like, I just wasn't in the mood for. I fell out of the mood of like the open world stuff pretty quick. So I played it, and I was like, yeah, it's still pretty fun. Like,
I played Oblivion. Before I never finished it, and I was like, graphics are kind of shitty.
I think they made some of the stuff a little bit easier in that one. Like, no, I think there's that they made stuff a little bit like questing a little bit easier and junk. Like I think they took some stuff from Skyrim and kind of like put it in there. And like now, like the movement and I think moving around is a little bit easier.
I really wanted to play, Metal Gear Solid 5. I never finished it.
Very cool.
And then, I thought for sure I had it on Steam and I didn't. I must have had
the Phantom Pain. Is that the Phantom Pain one? Or,
yeah. And I thought
you played 4. 4 was awesome. 4 was cooking. 4 was cool.
Is that Snake Eater?
No.
Or is that 3?
3 is Snake. 3 is Snake Eater. They just did a remaster of that one too.
I don't know if I played that one, but I really wanted to. I might buy it if it's on sale.
Another Solid 4 is fucking awesome. That was like. 5 was cool too. Sahalanthropus.
All right. Everyone's back?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, coming back. 3, 2, 1.
Unhinged.
So one of the crazier theories that I thought. So I was like, what's the guy who does the rain analysis of the
Shock? Jeremy Shockey?
Is it him? So it's like him and it's like talking about like it weathered the storm. Dude, I saw one guy that was like, it was the Jews who made it. And the Sphinx, that's why they took the nose off, because it was a tell. Like, it was a huge tell. And then it has renditions of like how the nose would look. And I was like, okay.
That's right. Too much.
I was like, all right, I got to fucking back up the rabbit hole a little bit here. I was like, I've gone too deep.
Sometimes you slip a little deep.
Yeah.
It does happen.
But yeah, dude, Zahi Hawass, the guy is a fucking,
let's go on a Hawass tangent here.
Well, we could have had him on the show and you guys could have berated him for like an hour if you wanted to.
I wanted to, and he never got back to us. Once he read the description of the show, he went, nope.
No, fuck these guys.
No.
We would have had to make a fake show called like Egypt number one.
National project.
it's insane, dude. The corruption there, like in the research community of trying to research that, is insane. Like when you,
I don't know. I think there's an interesting conversation to be had about like what, you know, how to the stewardship of a country's like cultural and historical identity. Like how do you say that? Like I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to justify Zahi Hawass and some of his stuff. Like he does.
Zahi sympathizer, Dan?
No,
is that
I'm not.
What you got going on here?
Zahi's on the other side of the computer on another Skype screen. There,
I think he's to Brayden's. You know, to Brayden, it's like I think he perhaps does a lot more harm than good with some of those, and he does. You know, his celebrity status and the stuff that, you know, just the length of his career has really lent him like that. Nobody goes up and openly challenges him because he is like the be all end all of Egyptology at this time, which is
well, and their tourism's booming. Why are they going to fucking, if it ain't broke, tourism, fix it.
Yeah. Dude, he was sentenced.
It's like, I mean, it's also what happens to you. Yeah. He was also, and then he got on appeal because he was associated with, you know, some people say that that was politically motivated because
he got it on appeal
Mugarat.
With a new administration.
Right. But it was like, it wasn't about stealing antiquities. It was about like a gift shop deal. Like is what I read. It was like he was giving like exclusive gift shop, which is crazy, which is funny. It's like a gift shop deal, which I feel like is kind of like a trumped up charge to be like, okay, so we said a gift, you know, whatever.
So you agree that Trump's charges were trumped up. I know.
But there isn't, like I said, there's an interesting conversation to be like, you know, who gets to dictate who gets access to a country's, you know, to this thing. I feel for me, like, you know, reading about this stuff, like I feel, and Brayden mentioned it in the earlier, like it is, I feel, difficult for Egypt to allow some of these things. And I can sympathize with them trying to take the reins back from like their cultural heritage, which has been, you know, for hundreds, if not thousands of years, has been like looted, all of those things. I mean, Brayden and I will probably talk about it later, but, you know, people were digging out mummies for, you know, a couple decades. And when they were just like snorting them, like, you know, crunching them up and snorting them and using them in medicine and or like opening them up at parties and shit, you know? And it's like, and you're trying to take all that back and write the history of your people. I'd say, you know, I do feel with that.
They're like the ancient world's Americans. You guys just are on everybody's ass about being the greatest country in the world. And we're number one. We're ancient civilizations, number one culture. Don't fuck with us. We created this. We're the best.
I think we put that on them too. Like we put them on it too. Cause I mean, it's like everybody says like, oh, these are the pyramids are the greatest accomplishment in human history. And I was like, well, like there are probably other places that had pretty good accomplishments too. Like they don't have
The Grand Canyon.
Number one.
Imagine how long that took to dig out. All right. Yeah. We never talk about that.
Exactly. Right. It's the Himalayas. Yeah. Like, you know, like,
where do you think all that dirt went? Right. How'd they move that dirt there? It's the thing the thing for me, again, it's like these things, these sites should be protected, but at the same time, like it's a tough balancing act of like protecting the sites and preserving them for future generations. But also like, I think like in order to, you know, understand where we're going as a civilization, we need to know where we've been. And if these things hold keys to like our knowledge of past civilizations, like we also have to explore that to the fullest, right? It's 'cause to say we know anything and we don't know what the fuck's under the pyramids, I'm like, that's a big problem for me.
Yeah. it looks a lot like it's like with, I mean, yes, you do have to have some type of in with the Egypt, you know, Ministry of Antiquities. That's still a thing. I can't remember if it's that they just made that up or for Hawass and the Mubarak, regime or whatever, if they still kind of have that. But their whole thing is like, you have to have an in and you got to have your ducks in a row to be like, you got to have a lot of evidence to support like what you're doing. And that's kind of,
you
got
to make a sizable donation to the national project.
That too. I mean, yeah. And that is probably a result of, like Brayden said, like a lot of their money comes from tourism, you know? And it's like, why you can't take pictures inside some of these places. Cause they want people to come, you know, they want people to come see it as opposed to just, you know, you can just go take your 3D tour. Where, you know, that's money out of their pocket, I guess. But when you tie your nation's, like a good chunk of your nation's like income to tourism, it's kind of like what you get. I feel
but
like
people
like
are going to come no matter what. That's what I, this is, I guess that's like the national kind of pride kind of thing of like, they can't, their history, they're protecting their history. Right. And like, it's got to fit in the narrative of like their history that they're saying, because I'm like, dude, if you came out tomorrow and you're like, these are fucking alien power plants confirmed, I don't think tourism slows down.
No way, dude. You could even stick them in the realm of, so right now, so there was a kind of like a city of Troy kind of style in Egypt called the Labyrinth, which is would be in the discovery as great as anything we've ever had. And people have scanned some of the areas around and like, I think we found the labyrinth and they won't excavate. And I'm like, why not? You could just claim that this is also Egyptians and make tourism even better. You don't have to claim it's aliens. You just say like, oh, there's a new dynasty of Egypt and it's even ancient.
Look at our buddy, the Bosnian pyramid guy. Like, you know, you get people to come there. If it's just like,
dude, if he made Bosnia a hotspot, I mean,
yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, I don't see the,
Bosnian, local Bosnian
like why
rappers.
Why stonewall and the whole community? It's still in Egypt. You can still say these are still Egyptians. Now we have more tour, more places to go. Like what?
Let's well, to be honest, up. I'm just saying if it blows their narrative out of the water, I'm like, what's the problem with that? Change your fucking narrative. The rest of us can believe what we want to believe. And you can say, turns out Egyptians were here 100, 200 years prior, fucking digging these
10,000 years
right?
prior.
We were the first race. We survived the fucking great mud floods. We survived the Younger Dryas impact, right? Like, say whatever you want. Right, you can keep claiming every discovery and just moving the fucking the cursor back.
It's fine.
Right, it's fine. I don't understand that, but it's. I mean, the other avenue I go down if I'm not thinking aliens, I'm like, dude, this is a fucking a relic from an ancient civilization, a globe-faring ancient civilization that knew there was a fucking cataclysmic event, and they're like, it's done. We have to fucking do something to preserve knowledge. Because what, dude? Why else is everything like? There's so many hints in this.
Power plant.
Well, wonder if like let's say you have this race that you're talking about, Braden, and they know a cataclysm's coming. They can't leave the planet, so maybe those pyramids of Giza. Maybe it's a fucking bomb shelter. Maybe it's a place to fucking try and ride out whatever the fuck's coming because they know something's coming.
Or it tells us where they went.
Or it was just built.
It's aligned with the stars, right? Like,
or it was nothing. Like maybe it was nothing even to do with anything, as like a saving. It was just like they built this thing for a purpose for that the civilization. It was so long ago, and it's made of stone, and we can't date it. And they're just gone. Like they built this thing. Maybe it was some type of low energy power plant. Because I've watched some of the videos and people trying to explain it. Like, oh, it could maybe project energy into the ionosphere, kind of like Tesla was doing, and then you could have a receiver, but it would
like
be low,
like a Baghdad light kind of thing.
Yeah, it would be low
Baghdad battery.
It'd be low power, and some people say like, oh, maybe some of these obelisks and other like granite like towers were the draw, but it would be such a low power. It's not like you're powering a fucking
might as well
welder.
Just like rub your yeah, you might as well just rub your feet on the carpet and just like
on your sweet
static shot. Yep. Oh, I'll be probably get.
Got a phone call?
I think so.
Hello.
I'm gonna do a test call. I don't think. Hello, can you hear us? Oh.
Yes, you can. Can you hear me?
Okay, you're on speakerphone now with the theorists. What's your name? Where are you calling from? No, wait. Stop.
Did you put her on speakerphone?
You didn't put her on speakerphone. Oh my now God. You're on speakerphone.
This is really unhinged.
Now for real.
Okay, I'm calling from Ohio. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
We can hear you.
Okay, awesome. Again. So I have a question.
Question away.
Build pyramid-esque megalithic structures like this during the time frame in separate areas of the world, and they all seem to have sculptures and drawings of like aliens and graves or like alien things in general. Like in all of their structures, like for example, like the Mayans have like their pyramid structures, and like you can see like the alien sculptures and stuff that they have, and then you'll see like the Egyptians have like their like little things of like aliens and greys kind of going on. I was just kind of wondering if that's something that's maybe other people have noticed.
Oh, like the. So all these different cultures showing the same type of alien graves or other type of beings?
Well, or just having the same
like
structures.
Yeah, sculptures for like in their pyramids. Like the Mayans have like their pyramid-esque kind of like the Mayan structures like they have that are like kind of pyramid-esque. And then like the Egyptians obviously have their pyramids. But like you ever like think about like why everybody has pictures of like aliens, like gray aliens specifically?
Like,
well, that
who has great aliens? Just like a bunch of different hieroglyphs and different like petroglyphs around the world.
There's like the helicopter ones.
Because I always see them in like the Mayan sculptures. Like you kind of see them. They kind of look like they have like the you know the bulbous head and like the big beady bulbous eyes. You know, and then in Egypt they have like sculptures where there's like UFOs, like kind of like hieroglyphics that are just like UFOs that are just like kind of like beaming people up and stuff. I don't know. Maybe I'm just going crazy.
No, they all seen the same thing then.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, is everybody connected?
I think so. I think it's I think it had to do with the globe faring civilization, if that's the case. And you're looking at, like, you know, there's high rises all over the world, right? And it's like, if someone came down now and humans were gone, they'd be like, look, they built these high rises everywhere. All these different communities and super cities all had the same kind of high rises. It's because we had this, we shared knowledge, right? And it's, you, each kind of culture had their own kind of take on the pyramids. That's why they look a little different. But that's kind of my thought.
No, that's excellent. Yeah, I was just kind of wondering that. I was thinking about that while you guys were talking, and I'm like, man, I got to call in and ask that because it just seems real weird.
And I mean, I've seen the hieroglyphs where it looks like a helicopter, and you know, some of the ones that look like a space helmet. So is it something they're seeing? Zelda Echo is so bad for us
to push through.
It's push through. Yeah, the Echo.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's Zell's fault.
It's my fault. I'll take full responsibility.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like they saw that, or maybe if it was future humans coming back, it's just like hints at.
Well, when you talk about the bulbous heads and stuff like that was the look in Egypt at the time. They literally bound their heads to make themselves look that way. And it's insane. Like, were they modeling themselves after someone? Like, you look at Akhenaten, that guy's a fucking alien.
Alien
sure.
King, yeah.
Yes,
right?
Akhenaten was definitely an alien.
100%. When you think about the elongated skulls of people back then too in different cultures, you're like, why is that something that they want to do and replicate? What did they see that made them want to?
Yeah, you're right. This is good thinking. Thanks, guys.
Genius.
Take care.
All right, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Is the echo gone?
Nope. No, Zell's got a speaker on. It's the perfect delay. Where it makes you like, I can't talk intelligently.
It's like it echoes back right into your
just like at a perfect cadence behind where you're just like, I can't say words.
Yeah. No. There's got to be a better way. There has to be a better way.
There's got
to
be a better way.
Maybe get them to ask their question, then we hang up and discuss it when they're off.
It's no one's fault. It's Zell's fault.
Yeah.
This is no one's who's ever
no
saying,
one's fault except
mine.
It is one person's
and
fault.
I could shame, change it, but I'll have to stop the recording.
Yeah. And now we can't hear you.
Now we can't hear Zell.
We can't hear you. You're gone.
Completely unhinged.
Can you hear me now?
Goes. Yeah, we can come back.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to do another call because I'm just going to fuck with you guys now.
Fuck!
I was going to punish you. Now you're going to make it worse.
All right.
Where is this guy? Hello, can you hear us?
Hello, I'm here.
Ask your question, then hang up.
Ask your question, then hang up.
Okay, I was thinking about turning up the live stream so we could hear Braden three times over.
Yeah. Oh, is it echoing for the live stream?
Hey, I'm a big fan of theorizing. I've been listening to you guys from the start. You know,
let's go.
Brandon, Mel, Stan, and Montana Mongoose. You guys rock.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. But I got a huge conspiracy I made up while I was really high on gummies one time. And it totally made sense to me.
Let's hear it.
So, all right. So, you know, there are a lot of Bible stories, you know, that are true. And there's stories about so many different cultures that, you know, really did happen. It's history. So, I was thinking during the Egyptians when they sent all the plagues, it said all the plagues were sent down by God and stuff. I think that the Pharaoh and stuff really did have super powers that, you know, that he was given by those gods that were, you know, destroyed by the original creator, if that makes sense.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF-FOR Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If there's, you know, if there's one creator, you understand what I'm saying?
Wait.
Yeah, I just can't answer because it's just the worst the fucking echo.
So wait, there's one creator on, that what killed what?
If I mute myself, hang on.
No, don't mute yourself because we got to clarify the question.
Yeah, clarify the question.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sorry. Got a little nervous. I was going into
deep breath there.
Don't get nervous.
This is the first time I've ever explained it, so. Okay. Do you guys understand what I'm saying about how in the Bible it talks about the,
I understand that you're speaking plagues. English.
Yeah. Yeah.
The plagues in the Bible.
I swear. Yeah.
Like and, the locust, how, the taking the firstborn.
Yeah, it was like that was the destruction of the powers that the pharaohs got from those gods they worshipped, and that they really did receive insane superpowers, you know, from these gods. Do you understand?
You're talking about, like, you know, how the Egyptians perhaps were lesser gods, lesser deities, and then you had a more powerful one move in and then destroy those ones, essentially.
The original creator, and the Bible interprets it as, you know, the jealous God destroying other gods. And that was the destruction of Egypt. And I wonder that the pyramids weren't already there too, because they like to scribble out a lot of stuff and steal stuff, like the Romans.
Repurpose.
They stole, the Egyptians stole.
You know, like, you know, they engrave something like, oh yeah, we built this, you know, they just chiseled it off, they redo it, you know.
Oh, I hear what you mean. Yeah, so like, yeah, they stumbled upon it and then they claimed it as their own.
Yeah,
in a way.
But I don't know, I just wonder if back in those times, if the pharaoh really did have like superpowers pretty much from the gods that they worship. They follow 42 commandments. Like,
right.
I don't know. It was different.
No, I dig it. Why else would they rise to being in charge, right? Like at this point, especially if there's no dynasty at this point. You know?
Oh, sorry. God's Egypt was a documentary. I told you.
Yeah, I think you're right. Superpowers. You can't argue with them.
Yeah. Like, Gerard Butler's got a Voltron armor.
Yeah, like godly powers, together. You know?
Yeah, I dig it.
Love it. Hey, well, the phone line's all fucked up, or also it would have been way better call. So
right. Call again hey, next time.
Call again yeah, next time. We're gonna come. We'll talk. Yeah, come back.
Y'all need to when fix your hinge.
He hung up.
It's.
I can hear perfectly.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Must be fucking nice.
Must be nice. In my ears, it's like blah 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 blah.
Yeah, Dan, you know, I feel bad for that guy. I'm like,
Dan started to talk, and it has nothing. It has. Don't be nervous, or don't think we're laughing. I'm like, I'm trying to like see sounds in order to understand what's happening.
If you want,
that's the problem is I can see sounds.
If you want to call in tonight, just text in because then it'll be easier.
Yeah, we're gonna make Zell
literally ask your question and nobody's gonna answer. We're gonna hang up and then we'll discuss what you asked us.
that works perfect.
Right? Like, well, I feel that, like we should have done on the last one.
If that guy, so what he's saying is, I couldn't really tell, but he's like maybe the pharaohs did have like supernatural powers. Like maybe there were fucking aliens, right? Really coming
the God
down,
King Akhenaten, right? Yeah.
Who Akhenaten had these things and like
those,
you know,
heads.
And because they talk about some moving those stones with like resonant frequency and vibrations and stuff. And it's like, you know, maybe you have fucking Stonito just fucking moving blocks with his mind, right?
Well, they have that Egyptian, the Ankh or whatever they call it. It looks like a big tuning fork.
Yep.
And they always have the handbag. And some people are like, that is some type of like frequency generator. And they fucking like, and like pick the frequency of the object and pick it up with this fucking thing.
Not only that, but it's fashionable.
And it looks cool.
A nice fork.
Because you know what? I'm not going to buy, obviously not an Egyptian Ankh because I don't think you can buy one, but I am buying a cymatics table. So it's like a table you can put a frequency in it.
And you put sand on it?
You put sand on it and you can change the frequency and it'll change the shape of whatever's on it.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. You play some lucky monkey and it just draws some boobs.
It just takes an awful shape.
We're gonna talk about your fucking shopping habits, Zell. You've been on a spree.
Yeah, hold on. We need to re-talk about the percentage here.
Percentage.
Every week you're talking about new. Look at this guitar. I'm getting a fucking Sonic Resonance
table.
You think
we make money on the show anymore?
No.
I work again. I have money again, finally, after years of torture for myself.
I love the things you get.
I buy so much stuff that I don't need.
Where are you putting this table?
Well, it's not that big. It's only 2x2. So yeah. It's not huge.
I could just tuck right beside you, right on your desk?
I'm going to put it on this desk, and then I'm going to just, that's all I'm going to do all podcasts. I'm going to just make these frequency shapes.
Can we have a fucking table cam that you can fucking...
That's actually what I want to do an episode on it because it is fucking so cool.
Yeah.
It is cool.
So like you could run the podcast like as we're talking through it and we see what shape we're fucking...
100%.
Oh, that's cool. Right? So we could have a little
thumbs
Sonic
down the entire time. It's
like a visualizer.
A
just
single
like
star.
The winamp visualizer. Yeah. That's insane.
A single one star.
I know, but you're not wrong. I have been buying a lot of stuff. And a lot of stuff that I don't need.
Yeah, I know you've been
buying that awesome guitar behind me right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sick.
I bought this whole rack of audio gear that I don't use, but I love it. Just buy stuff now. I have money. I'm working again. Feels great. Sucks at the same time, but it feels good to have money. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Have we ever talked about if the pyramids, like, cause you said like maybe there's something there and they built over top of it. Have we ever talked about that? Maybe it's another entrance to the Hollow Earth.
Well, maybe that's what the scans show.
Right. And that's what
it's a bunch of staircases going down.
And then like, they're like these crazy bastards. They knew about it. And they're like, we're digging it. We're digging our own entryway. We go down far enough, we can get there.
Or maybe they're trying to like close it.
Oh.
Well, that's why they capped it, right?
Capped
it. They're like, paved
over it.
Yeah. Fuck. They're like, too many King Kongs coming up. It's not good.
Kaijus everywhere.
Lizard people.
Like, send the giants down to fight them.
Fuck them up. This is crazy. I mean, you got Giza, sure, but you got 100 plus pyramids over this fucking place.
Oh, I have no doubt that the sand is hiding.
I like that theory a lot that Andrew brought up, that maybe Egypt like sprawled like the whole northern Sahara and then it's all desert, like went desertification and then it's just buried under 500 meters of sand.
Well, that's the craziest part of me is like you're trying to tell me that, you know, peak civilization in that area at that time happened when it was, you know,
mostly
a lush fucking rainforest, you know, 10,000 years ago, and then they waited till 2500 BC to start civilization like that. I don't.
They're like, you know where I want to live? In the sand. That's yeah, good for right? life. Like, and farming.
Well, they're in the, that's what I mean. They're in the valley, so it is green, but only for a tiny little sliver. Like, it's just green yeah. just around the Nile River. And then it has like the flood season. What do they call it? It's like that black, they call it like that black soil stuff. That's what gave rise to civilization there. So,
yeah.
So you could plant all these crops post flood, and then you could have so many X amount of people, but like you can't have a huge civilization because there's just not enough room. So you need that full jungle, arid place, full of rain.
And whales.
Whales, yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. Have you seen what like the ancient whales look like? Or like what creature led to whales, essentially?
Ancient toothed whales? Yeah, they're scary.
It came from land, went back into the water.
They were land animals. Yeah. They were like, they look like almost like dogs. They're dogs.
Pretty much dogs.
What?
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
Giant, and they went, fuck the land.
Yeah, this is the worst.
They came out of the sea, and then they went back in the land, they say.
Well, but then that's why like whales come up for air, supposedly. Like, it's crazy.
Well, they're mammals, yeah.
It's because the nose like migrated back. Like,
pull up a picture of them. They're terrifying.
Let me see this fucking thing.
Wait, what? They came up, didn't like what they saw. And we're like, we're going back.
Or the food, they found food sources were, you know, where they moved into. Food sources
Atriodactyls.
That's insane. I had no idea.
It's crazy. I fucking learned about it when
I thought everybody knew that.
Dude, Atrodactyls are members of an order Atrodactyla, which include modern toed ungulates such as hippos, cows, and camels. And then they went back into the water and became whales.
So they were big.
They were like my mammal. Yeah, it was a. Let me fucking.
I can 100% buy in with the fucking hardcore Christians now. Like when you tell me that type of shit, I'll be like, you're fucking full of shit. Evolution's garbage. Jesus made whales.
I mean, when you look at a whale, skeleton, they have fingers. Like, you know, I thought everybody kind of knew that.
The longer theorizing goes on, the more theories we're just like, we're finding God.
Dinosaurs are a bunch of bones stuck together, and Jesus made whales.
Jesus made whales.
Okay. Made them all. They're not dogs. They're whales, and Jesus made them.
So they evolved out of land, and then they're like, it took forever how fucking long that takes.
Yeah. There's also like, they found evidence of, there's a couple like really scary whales out there. Like there are ones that were like nastier than like, you know, the killer whales. Like they're bigger and meaner.
Killer whales are fucking like savage.
Well, they had like,
those are lies created by Satan, Dan.
Well, there's always that idea. I don't know if there's species of whales that do it. I think sperm whales might do it, but it's like, they have that thing, that ability to like send out like a sonic pulse that basically they use to like stun prey or something like that. And they're saying,
sounds, you know, like a fucking Pokemon move.
Like a fucking crazy, like a pistol shrimp.
They're saying that they're able, not like a pistol shrimp, because a pistol shrimp's actually like cavitation, but it's like, it's actually like a sonic, like a just
sonic boom.
Like like that.
This is literally a Pokemon attack.
Yeah. It's crazy. And I remember seeing a documentary being like, you know, I mean, they don't know because you're whatever, but I think there are some whales that actually do use that technique to kind of like dolphins do it. Like, I think dolphins do it when they're like digging through the sand and stuff. They do like a little pulse to like scare up. Thing like that, but they're saying if you had a bigger whale, some of these bigger whales might have done that like to a larger degree, and it's like it would be like, you know, getting hit with a sledgehammer, essentially, whatever, like stun, you could like stun large prey with it or something like that, you know, where they hunt sharks and shit, you know.
Can I tell you a fact that when we're talking about whales and stuff, and see people talking about killer whales and we're talking about whales, a fact that I've never once believed when they're like, there's no recorded like killer whale attack on humans. I was like, yeah, record it. It's because they fucking kill you 100% of the time.
That you know about.
Right.
Yeah.
If they get you, you're gone. There's no surviving the killer whales.
How many disappearances have you had in those areas that people just never came back, you know, went out of the water? I'm like, yeah, there's no recorded attacks because they are 100% killers.
I saw that blackfin. They got a dark side to them. Tillicum was fucking up some
trucks. Oh, yeah, dude.
Having fun, dude.
They had that.
He was wearing corpses like hats.
They had that one video of that lady who got like dragged down. Like, they can go so fast that they can, like, you know, like it was a pilot whale or something. Like, it wasn't even like a killer whale. And just like grabbed a lady and just dragged her down. Like, you drag you down like 60 feet in like a second. And you're fucking dead. Like,
your ears just fucking explode. Yeah,
Yeah, it's your head explode, your lungs explode, like whatever. Yeah. It's like you're super, super dead.
What, do you come back up? You got the bends.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, and they're saying there's no confirmed. Yeah, no. I didn't believe that stat either.
No, I'm like.
Of course, there's no confirmed because
they're dead.
Dude, they're such effective killers that there's no 100% survivors.
100% of the time, you're dead. Yeah,
and there's no witnesses. They come up and they fucking rock the boats and get you all. No one lives to tell the tale.
I mean, they had those freaking, weren't those pods of killer whales going around and smashing all those boats for a minute? Yep. Like that was going around for a while. Like,
did you watch the Discovery where they trap the seals like on the icebergs and they just like come up and they're just their one eye like peeks where they're at?
They're smart.
And they just slowly go back down. That would be the worst sight in the world, to be sitting on an iceberg and you're just like, no. Yeah. And then you just see the big rogue wave coming. You're like,
launch you off.
And you're going to get fucking eaten. Yeah. Get dead.
Just one waiting for you to fall back into the water. Oh.
Yeah. Ugh.
They're terrified, dude.
They're scary.
Like, if they had hands, we're toast. They'd be fucking making breathing apparatuses and coming onto land.
So they'd
land.
Look like fucking street sharks, kind of, with like big ripped ass muscles.
They're coming on land like Terminator, looking at, give me your boots. We're putting on some fucking Red Wings.
I think there was a killer whale there street shark guy.
That's why it popped into my head.
They're fucking no joke, man.
Dude,
everyone's seen the Simpsons episode where the dolphins take over. Yeah. They fucking march onto land.
What's the one? Is it Shamu? The movie is based off of
Free Willy.
Free Willy, that's the one. What propaganda? Who made that movie? Big Whale.
It's insane. Well, was it Orca, the killer whale? Like there is one. It's basically Jaws, but with a killer whale. But
dude,
that is a movie.
Hold on a second. Now that I'm thinking about it, Free Willy is about a captive orca who they release and he jumps over the fucking barricade, right?
Right.
In reality, that orca, the second it would get a hold of someone, would just fucking stretch you, scalp you, be riding, parading around with you on its back, just like Tillicum.
Your skin as a hat.
That was big whale propaganda, baby. That's insane.
Just trying to rehabilitate their image.
Yeah. It's like, we got to get more people to SeaWorld. Is SeaWorld still a thing? Have they shut all those down
There's
yet?
A few left.
Not yet.
There's a few left.
Not yet.
Is Tillicum still floating in like a fucking algae tank somewhere?
I don't know if Tillicum's still there or not.
Is he?
I think a lot of them, I think they've, most of the ones that they have there are ones that like they can't return to the wild or something.
Well, after
like
a while, you can't return him.
Yeah. Are you going to return Tillicum, who's fucking murdered people, to be like, hey, go and teach the other whales. Go and show the other whales.
No,
how you
fuck
them
up. He'll be the fucking
up.
Caesar or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to know that.
That'd be terrifying. No boat would be safe, man.
Orca strong together. Like, <yeah.
laughs> he's tipping sailboats to show them. Like, oh, yeah, it's terrifying.
What do you guys want to do next week? I think there's one topic that I'm gonna do. It's too crazy.
You're gonna have to do it without me. I'm working.
Okay, well, we'll do something else, and then we'll do that topic after that.
Yeah, well, we'll figure some out. There's a bunch of cool stuff to theorize on going on right now. So, tons of interesting theories and cool stuff and fun stuff we can talk about. And hopefully, Zell gets the fucking lines.
Well, I know exactly what's wrong with the line, and I can fix it, but I have to stop everything, and it's be too annoying. So,
yeah, oh, that's fine.
You can't do it. It's too much.
Yeah,
we need to do it. Maybe we should do a test. I'll do a test call.
Should probably do a test call next time.
Yeah,
be smart.
You know, it's funny. We did that last time.
We did.
And you know what? The confidence went through the roof. You probably went, fucking nailed it. First try.
I have the template saved and everything.
Yeah. And you're like, I fucking nailed it. I don't even worry about it now.
In Riverside, though, I have the wrong mic input. That's the problem. I don't have my virtual channel. I have my Apollo Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
And that doesn't involve the phone.
That's all right.
Well, just fuck these guys up with a couple of echoes. No big deal.
It's a work in progress. So, don't worry. If future unhinged, we will be more than capable. Is there any text before we go, or questions in the chat before we wrap this one up?
Check the chat.
I don't see it. I think we addressed
most of those. I think.
Yeah.
Theorist Theorizing is live now. It's rolling. So if you're listening to this podcast,
hit us with a 5-star review. It really helps the show.
Big time.
You know, tell your friends. And, you know, you're going to be seeing us a little more active if this is, if you're listening to this on a podcast version. You're go to our socials, Theorists Pod, anywhere you're looking. You might already be following us and didn't even know it.
Didn't even know.
But, you know, or go forgot. Like a post, give a comment, share a post, you know, all that kind of stuff helps the show grow.
Big time.
You know, help us make the pod great again.
Honestly, the likes and subs and the reviews are more than any social share you could do.
Yeah. Share posts about your existential dread of whales and other cetaceans.
Yeah.
Yep. Hit us up with any topics that we can talk about. The live stream's going every Monday with all of us if we can. If not, then we'll do a Monday and then another day. And we'll make it up. But we'll be pumping out episodes here for the next little while.
And we got a phone number. If you're going to add us on WhatsApp, it's 1-236-970-8505. You can text the show or call us Mondays. You can listen. You can leave us a voice memo. We'll play it on the show. So if you're following along and you know what we're going to be talking about, we'll be posting about it on socials. You can hit us up with with your thoughts or theories if you don't want to call in. But, you know, we'll just know that we'll say your name. So if you don't want your name said, maybe just say that in the text and... And,
Jason,
we'll
your name
theory.
Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jessica Bourne.
Jesus Christ.
All right, that was awesome. Okay.
Peace.
Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.